Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. The Bible tells us that God created each of us as a special, unique masterpiece in Christ, each with a special and specific purpose. You see, we are uniquely created by God and put upon this earth for a reason. We are not an accident of random cosmic circumstances. Instead, we are God's workmanship, His masterpiece, created in Jesus Christ to do good works. Our Heavenly Father designed a unique plan for you before you were even born, and He wants you to pursue it with anticipation and confidence. So, how are you to know what God's unique calling for your life and His purpose is? In today's message titled, Become What God Intended You to Be, Evangelist Paul Akwa points you towards the principles God established for abundant life as you seek His will, learn His ways, and engage in His purposes. Let's join in.
What does God want from you? He wants a love relationship. God wants you to choose Him. God wants you to follow Him. God wants you to love Him and treasure Him. That's why He created us, my friend. Let me start by reading the book of Psalms, Psalm 139, and I read from verse 13 to 16. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Marvelous. So the psalmist is talking about the fact that God knew everything about us when we were still in our mother's womb. Can you believe that? He possessed us and made us in secret. We are His treasure. He possessed us before we came to know Him. All of our members, every single part of our body, every detail, our hair color, our eye color, our characteristics, our personalities, our talents, our abilities were all established in our mother's womb. That's what the Bible is saying in Psalm 139. Our most hidden and vital parts were all formed by Him in the hidden place while we were in our mother's womb. Not after we came out of the womb. Not after we developed them. I can understand that people pursue their career and they develop their skills. They develop their abilities to become, for example, an accountant, a medical doctor, a leader, and so on and so forth. But you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot put in or develop what God left out in your mother's womb. You protect what God put in by developing it. You can only develop what God has started. According to scripture, God has predetermined on the inside of us when we were in our mother's womb what we are to become. God's works are marvelous. Therefore, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. He created us in His own image. You know, every journey has a beginning, and our journey started in our mother's womb. That's what I just read. The Bible tells us the backstories of some of God's servants. For example, Jeremiah, and another example is Apostle Paul. Listen to God speaking to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah 1, 4 to 5. So you see, God said to Jeremiah that while he was still in his mother's womb, God sanctified him. The word sanctified means set apart, a separate individual ordained as a prophet to the nations. So before Jeremiah was born, that had been already established in his mother's womb. Notice what the Bible is saying. I formed you in the belly. I knew you, and before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. So my friend, you cannot develop what God hasn't started. You have been set apart for a particular purpose in life. Supposing Jeremiah said, no, I don't want to be a prophet, but I want to be somebody else. You see, it's not going to work like that. God, our Father and Creator of heaven and earth, decided what we are to become. It's a matter of personal choice to become what God intended for us. God created you and me. He is the only one who can tell you the good plan he had for you. Jeremiah had an identity. He had a purpose, a calling on his life before he came out of his mother's womb. And so do you and I. We have purposes and calling for our lives, particular things we got to do on this earth. These were all predetermined in our mother's womb. You see, your agenda on the earth was set before you were born. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. That's assignment for Jeremiah, and we have similar assignments. Jeremiah found it very weird. He found it very strange and unusual the day that he was told about his purpose on this earth. He thought he was a youth, but God said, I ordained you prophet when you were in your mother's womb. Friend, our journey started in our mother's womb. Then said I, Our Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. That's what Jeremiah replied to the Lord when he was given his assignment on this earth. He said, Our Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. You are sent to your generation, whether you like it or not. It's up to you to cooperate with God and just go for what God has for you. That's the best you can live for. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you. See, that's the reply to Jeremiah. When he said he was a youth, God said to him, Do not say I am a youth. Do not say that at all. Don't say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. That's Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 7. Instructions to Jeremiah regarding his purposes and his goals on this earth. So the same thing was said in Galatians chapter 1 verse 15 about Paul. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood. That was the assignment given to the Apostle Paul. So again, the Bible makes reference to the fact that God had a purpose for Paul's life, a calling on his life from his mother's womb. God has a plan for your life. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we shall walk in them. So his plans requires obedience. God has predetermined what we shall do on this earth. We don't live for ourselves. We live for omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God. Hallelujah. So his plans actually requires obedience. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. It's our responsibility to cooperate with God and carry out the duties he has assigned us to do. It's so important. Our goals in life have to be living to fulfill the purpose for which God created us to be. Many of God's servants manage to do it, and I pray that we would get inspiration from their lives and be able to fulfill our God-given purposes as they did. They knew it was the right decision to live for God and to complete their mission assigned to them even before they came out of their mother's womb. The Apostle Paul, at the end of his life journey, was able to say, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." He was able to say that. He managed to fulfill his God-given goal. And I pray that so will you and I. Hallelujah. God has given us great opportunity to be his representation on this earth. We are his representation because he created us in his own image. We represent him because we are his ambassadors. We stand in his place on this earth. We are Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women, young and old, to come to him and to inherit eternal life. We speak for Christ, be reconciled to God. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. You see, the Bible also says, as he is, so are we in this world. My friend, a man's life doesn't consist of the abundance of things he possesses. Take care, protect yourself against the least bit of greed. Life is not defined by what you have, even when you have a lot. Don't chase money. Chase your God-given goals and you will live a life of fulfillment. Live to be what God intended you to be. You want to live the supernatural life that God intended for you. What an amazing grace and opportunity to live the higher life God has given you to achieve your God-given purposes on this earth. You want to please God, so when you meet your Creator, he will say, "Well done, you good and faithful servant." Will he say that to you? Just think about it. Is he going to say, "Well done, you good and faithful servant"? I pray that that will be so. Your aim in life has to become what God intended you to be. Part of your process and your development on earth must be down to the help of the Holy Spirit and your cooperation with him, as well as godly counselors that God brings in your path. We need to seek godly advice. We are not perfect, but the Holy Spirit is our guide and teacher, and we will be able to live according to what God intended us to be. So let's think about what we can give to the kingdom of God. God's plan allows us to see life as God intended it to be. As we gain more experiences through this life's journey, we are able to go into the world to make disciples of all nations. We are supposed to disciple people and encourage them to live for the kingdom of God by focusing on their God-given purposes. This has been Christ's mission on earth. That's why Christ came onto this earth, and he has commissioned us to continue his mission. And I pray that you and I will continue to be focusing on what Christ actually has commissioned us on this earth to do. If you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.